Welcome to today's sermon. I'm Mike Adams, and today we're going to be discussing the pomegranate fruit. The pomegranate is a miracle from God and Mother Nature. It contains powerful anti-cancer nutrients and also anti-parasitic nutrients. We'll get into that. And it's mentioned time and time again throughout the Bible in Exodus, in Numbers, in Deuteronomy. You know, a lot of Old Testament mentions, but that's not the only place where it's mentioned. It was native to the Middle East and the Mediterranean region. It's been around for as long as we have recorded history. And even to this day, it's one of the most miraculous fruits, or superfruits, as we often call it, because it contains nutrients that are created by God and Mother Nature. Now, before we get into that, let's just back up for a little bit of context here and understand that the teachings that I share with you have a special emphasis on nutrition, nutrients found in nature, which are expressions of the mind of God and the miracles of creation, and that taking in these nutrients is a necessary sacrament to be part of this, as I call it, this church, this congregation, because these nutrients help purify our blood, purify our bodies, purify our brains, and only as we are physically purified and cleansed of toxins and cleansed of cancer and parasites and other things like that, only at that point can we appropriately pursue spiritual purity, you know, body, mind, and spirit, all three levels. So physical, and then mental, and then spiritual. In other words, the pathway to get closer to God is to first purify your body. And it is these fruits, like pomegranate and other superfoods, that allow us to do that. Now, the second principle to remember in all the teachings here is that these nutrients, and most of the notable nutrients in pomegranates are called polyphenols. And some of those include gallic acid or ellagic acid and various tannins and so on. These are incredibly potent nutrients that are synthesized in the plant. In other words, the plant makes these. So if you plant a pomegranate seed and it begins to grow and then it begins to generate fruit itself, it is building these nutrients. It's building the polyphenols out of the elements of the air and water and soil. And as I've said many times, most of the nutrients that we find that are medicinal, not all of them, but most of them consist of just three elements: carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. And you'll notice that, of course, hydrogen and oxygen, those are the two elements that make up water. So plants are able to take in water to effectively, through chemistry, which is an expression of the mind of God, they can break away the hydrogen and oxygen and then combine it with carbon from the atmosphere that comes in from carbon dioxide. And then they can rearrange that into a new formula to form new molecules. For example, gallic acid is C7H6O5. That's 7 carbon atoms, 6 hydrogen atoms, and 5 oxygen atoms arranged in a very particular arrangement of double bonds and you know, chemical bonds that create a molecule with a specific function. Gallic acid has a specific function. It is known to have anti-inflammatory properties and antioxidant properties. It can be used in things like textile dyeing operations as well, which is kind of interesting. We'll talk about that later. A lot of these molecules have many purposes, and this is why pomegranate fruits are mentioned throughout the Bible as being part of the dyes. For example, if you go to Exodus chapter 28, it talks about using pomegranates to adorn, and it's talking about the dyes, to adorn the hems of robes. So if we go to Exodus chapter 39, verse 22, he made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue, and there was an opening in the middle of the robe, like the opening of a coat of mail, with a woven binding all around the opening so that it would not tear. You know, very specific textile instructions here. You know, and the zipper and the Velcro were, no, that was that did not exist. Verse 24, they made on the hem of the robe pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet, and a fine woven linen. And they made bells of pure gold and put the bells between the pomegranates on the hem of the robe, all around between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, all around the hem of the robe, to minister in as the Lord had commanded Moses. So, wow. I mean, it's a bit of a poem, obviously. There's a lot of mentions of pomegranates here. And pomegranates were associated with being close to God, with a higher spiritual acuity. And again, this is an expression of nature. This is something that comes out of the mind of God. Now, we can talk about the chemical formulas of the gallic acid or the tannins or the ellagic acid or the various antioxidants and so on. But that's just a way to try to map out the miracle of Mother Nature and God. Back in the days of Moses, they didn't know the chemical equations of pomegranates, but they knew that they had special properties. And these properties are the kind of properties that protect life. And so remember that in this great spiritual battle between God and Satan, on Team God, you could say, or Team Christ, we are protecting life. That's why we oppose the murder of unborn children. That's why we oppose violence and war and bombing people to death. Instead, we support life. And we oppose pesticides, herbicides, toxic chemicals, and Satan's molecules that infest our foods, or our medicines, or the vaccine jabs, or personal care products. But we advocate for healthful, wholesome nutrients, herbs, superfoods, natural medicines, things that come from nature, which is the expression of the mind of God. These are the things that we advocate because these are the things that protect life. And so if you look at pomegranates, and right now I'm just going to Herbs of the Bible by the late James A. Duke, and what he talks about with pomegranates is their benefits, including treatments for cancer, infertility, worms, estrogen deficiency, inflammation of the eyelid, bronchitis, painful menstruation, mouth sores, sore throat, and much more. And he says that, quote, the fruit said to cure various types of tumors contains tannins as well as butyllinic acid, gallic acid, and ursolic acids, all recognized as experimental anti-tumor agents. And then he talks about how they use it in food, they use it in salads, they use it even to make wine. The pomegranate seeds ferment easily. It's added to grape wine in biblical times, and even Egyptians today, he says, still make pomegranate wine. I would love to have some pomegranate wine. I don't drink wine as a regular course of things. I don't actually consume any alcohol at all, except maybe in herbal tinctures. But I would love to consume some pomegranate wine, a moderate amount, for the benefit of the fermented pomegranate. And I don't know where to get that, by the way, but maybe you do. But I think that would be something very interesting and also very much in alignment with the teachings of Christ and what God wanted us to do. So pomegranates, because of their rich color and also some of the tannins they contain, they're also very useful for tanning leather. So Morocco leather is known for its special yellow hue. And if you use the pomegranate flowers, then you get a red dye from that. The color of the leather comes from pomegranates. Did you know that? In India, in Ayurvedic medicine, you can use the pomegranate rind to treat worms and parasites, diarrhea, dysentery, and then you can use the bark and the seeds to treat bronchitis. The ripe fruit is an astringent and an aphrodisiac. So you see, this is used across multiple cultures. In the Philippines, they gargle with a decoction of pomegranate leaves for oral ailments. I'm reading again from Herbs of the Bible. And in ancient Persia, they use pomegranate flowers in a concoction, just like a water extract tea, to relieve painful gums. And the pomegranate leaf contains nutrients that inhibit viruses. So here we have an antiviral drug, so to speak. That's not even the right term. We have textile dyes. We have anti-cancer nutrients. We have nutrients that treat fertility. Now, pomegranates are especially known for helping to prevent prostate cancer. No wonder God sees pomegranates as a blessing onto humanity. So throughout the Old Testament, we'll go to Deuteronomy here, chapter 8, God even mentions pomegranates as one of the blessings of the fruit and the grain that is promised to his people, led to the promised land. So chapter 8, verse 6, therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. He's saying, obviously, you know, please, hey, ancient Israelites, follow the laws of God and you shall be blessed with abundance, right? You know, you follow Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. This is the promise. And of course, the Israelites violate that, but that's another lesson altogether. God continues here, verse 7, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills. I mean, wow, how awesome is that? Really? We get just water just coming out of the hills. That's great. A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of olive oil and honey. Yes. A land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Think about this. He's saying, this land that I am leading you to, this land, with your obedience, you shall be blessed with minerals. The minerals of the day, you know, copper and iron. No doubt it probably contained lithium and things like that that would be valuable in the modern day as well. You're going to have minerals to make your, you know, your weapons and your tools. You're going to have food. You're going to have water. You're going to have good soils. You're going to have all these amazing things as long as you are obedient to God. And he follows that up, by the way, verse 11, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold are multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and he's saying, you know, when you have all this abundance, all this material wealth, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from which house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, right? Like, I set you free from slavery in Egypt. I led you through the wilderness with Moses, brought you to the land of milk and honey. Continuing, he says, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock. Remember that? Moses tapping the rock and boom, there's water. Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, and they complained about it. So much manna every day, not more manna again. Manna cakes, manna stew, manna pasta, manna spaghetti, right? They got tired of that. I'm sorry, those are my comments, not the word of God, obviously. He continues, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. Wait, so what's he saying here? He's saying, look, Israelites, look, I gave you the fruit of the pomegranate. I gave you the minerals, the riches. I gave you the land, the water, and it is out of all this abundance that you became fat and wealthy, huh? You had all this material wealth, and life became comfortable. So do not forget where your wealth and abundance came from, because it came from me, your Lord, he is saying. And if you forget, well, what happens? It shall all be taken away from you. And that's exactly what he says. For it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. In verse 19, then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day, that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. And of course, what have we become today in Western civilization? We live among nations where most people have forgotten where abundance comes from. They think it's all due to themselves. You know, the worship of money and greed, all the synthetic medicine and all the processed foods that lack nutrients, you know, all the monoculture farming operations. And you know what I find interesting in all this? To this day, there's nobody in the realm of science that has been able to invent a pomegranate fruit. Isn't that interesting? There's nobody in the realm of science with all the pharmaceutical companies and all their research, so-called research, faked research, and all their so-called vaccines and all their so-called cancer medicines and all the grant money and all the experts and all the, you know, authorities on science. They can't create a blade of grass, can they? They've never created a blade of grass. Should be simple, you would think. They've never created a leaf of anything. They've never created a fruit or a seed, have they? Never created a seed of anything. And yet God provides this creation for you automatically every day for free, no royalties necessary. All you have to do is take some seeds of almost anything, put them in a mason jar, rinse them with water, put a cheesecloth over the top with a rubber band, and you've got sprouts. And the sprouts are synthesizing natural medicines for you. Where do those natural medicines come from? A gift from God. Every time you sprout seeds, I think perhaps give a little prayer to God right there. Thank you, God, for this life, for these medicines that are in these seeds. Thank you, God, because without this, we would have nothing. Every sprout should be a reminder of the importance of our obedience to God and his teachings. And yet, again, we live in a society that has moved away from that, that has embraced everything synthetic, everything fake, not only fake food, fake medicine, fake morality, fake virtue signaling, fake news media, fake facts, faked elections, fake money, fake churches, fake spirituality. All that stuff is fake. None of that is in alignment with God. You want to be in alignment with God? Grow some pomegranates and eat them. So simple. It's really simple. Here's what else is cool. You know, you can go out and buy pomegranate juice. And if you do so, by the way, I encourage you to get organic, because there's a prominent pomegranate juice company out there that uses a lot of weed killer chemicals. I mean, I think they're the number one user in California of weed killers. And we are not fans, of course, of those destructive satanic molecules of weed killers, pesticides, and herbicides, right? So you don't want to take that in. So make sure you buy organic. And if you grow pomegranates, grow them organically. But you know that when they squeeze the pomegranate fruit in a machine to get the juice out, did you know that it's also squeezing some of the whitish colored or yellow colored rind on the inside? Did you know that? And did you know that's where a lot of the best medicine is? So the anti-cancer medicine in the pomegranate is actually in the bitter rind part, the inner part of it, not the juicy sweet seeds themselves so much. I mean, the medicine comes from the bitter parts of the fruit, the more powerful medicine, I should say. Now, sure, there are antioxidants in the fruit. There are many benefits in the fruit seeds themselves. But if you want the real benefits of pomegranate, and this goes back to Ayurvedic medicine, they would use the rind for certain treatments, including the anti-parasite treatments. That comes from the rind, not the fruit. The bitters are what kill the parasites if they're already in your digestive tract. So think about that. A lot of polyphenols in pomegranates, but they come from different parts of the plant. You know, the leaves contain different nutrients than do the fruits or the rind or the flowers. And so each part of the plant has a different role in medicine. I would say if there's one fruit that most closely indicates the message from God of abundance, of food, and medicine in a bright, beautiful package that technically needs no pesticides or herbicides, that's already sort of pest resistant because of the hard outer shell, pomegranates fit the bill. And this is why I think pomegranates have, of course, long been associated with abundance. If you look at Numbers chapter 13, verse 20, And this is when the so-called spies, or I call them scouts, were sent out so that the people with Moses could know whether they're going someplace that has anything worth going to. So here we are from Numbers chapter 13, verse 23. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carried it between two of them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs. The place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel. In the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh, they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. See, this is the scouts bringing back proof that the land was abundant. And what did they bring back? Grapes and pomegranates. Verse 27, then they told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit." And then they showed the pomegranates and the grapes. Very cool. And probably figs and other amazing things as well. And figs, you know, we'll talk about figs in another sermon, but pomegranates have much more powerful medicine in the polyphenols compared to figs. So pomegranates are a symbol of natural medicine. They're a symbol of abundance from God. They're a symbol of fertility. And I think if you truly understand what God is demanding of humanity, pomegranates can also serve as a symbol of the covenant with God. That is, God saying, "Here, I bless you with this amazing, powerful, free medicine and food, all in one. All you have to do is follow my teachings, follow my laws, you know, Deuteronomy. Don't do crazy things to each other or to children or, you know, all the laws of God, right? Be moral, be lawful, and do not forget me, and don't worship idols and false gods, and don't lie, and all these other things." So what did mankind do? Well, of course, mankind violated everything and just said, "We don't need you, God. We'll go off and we'll create, you know, gummy bears or whatever, lollipops." And God was not amused. And to this day, I mean, sure, you can buy artificial fruit in the form of a can of soda pop or a lollipop or a piece of Halloween candy. And what does that give you? Diabetes and cavities. You know, it's not, that's not natural medicine. There's nothing in a lollipop that's going to cure cancer or treat infertility or get rid of parasites. No. See, mankind cannot follow God's gifts. Mankind can only make cheap imitations, counterfeit fruit in the form of candy, counterfeit fruit, counterfeit fruit. By the way, did you know that the word pomegranate is a combination of apple and grain? And that's why granite or granates would be the grains, which represents the seeds, all the little red seeds that look a lot like grains, like delicious, juicy grains filled with fruit juice. They look like grains, right? But then on the outside, the palm looks kind of like an apple. So it's kind of like apple grains. And it's possible that this might have been the fruit in the Garden of Eden. The apple might not have been an apple as we know it today, because that was not native to the region in that day. You know, modern day apples did not exist there. We already talked about apricots that are probably the actual fruit referred to in many cases in the Old Testament when they say fruit, or in some cases, apple, like King Solomon talking about the apple of my eye. But in reality, it might have been the pomegranate. Isn't that interesting? We don't know for sure. I'm just putting that out there. But what if the apple in the Garden of Eden was actually a pomegranate fruit? It could be. That would be interesting. By the way, if you go to PubMed, the National Library of Medicine, and if you search for pomegranate juice or pomegranates or the polyphenols in pomegranates, you're going to find just an extraordinary number of published studies, peer-reviewed science studies, And here's just one of them from the Journal of Functional Foods. This was June 2017. Pomegranate juice and its main polyphenols exhibit direct effects on amine oxidases from human adipose tissue, i.e., you know, fat tissue, and inhibit lipid metabolism in adipocytes. So in the abstract of the study, it says that pomegranate juice inhibited lipogenesis, meaning the creation of fat, and lipolysis in mouse and human adipose cells. And it talked about the punicillagin and the ellagic acid that are found in pomegranates that are involved in either inhibiting or promoting lipogenesis. And in the study, it says pomegranate juice is currently regarded as an ingredient or food supplement with high antioxidant power, exhibiting potential health benefits, especially for combating cardiovascular and metabolic diseases in humans. Very interesting. So that's just one. There are thousands of studies on pomegranates, pomegranate juice, and the nutrients that are found in pomegranates. You can go there yourself and you can look them up. So here's an example where ancient biblical scripture is confirmed by modern science and research, saying that yes, this is powerful medicine. Yes, this does have anti-cancer or anti-inflammatory properties. Yes, this can potentially treat a great many conditions, although we live under a Western society of Satan's molecules in big pharma and Satan's government with its satanic regulatory bodies that prohibit people from telling the truth about what pomegranates can do. One pomegranate manufacturer in America was sued by the FTC for daring to cite published studies about the benefits of pomegranate. Isn't that amazing? So in America, you can be sued by the government or fined or even shut down if you tell the truth about God's medicine. Isn't that just appropriate for, you know, a satanic society? You know, you can't speak the truth of God. You can only spread lies from big pharma or lies about, you know, vaccines. Yeah, if you say lies all the time, then the government has no problem with you. But if you tell the truth about God's molecules, God's medicine, well, you might be a criminal. You might be, you know, a danger to society. You can't talk about pomegranates being medicine. It's not approved by the FDA. Well, how could it ever be approved by the FDA? The FDA doesn't approve fruits as drugs by definition. And it never will. And there will never be a company. And if they did, if the FDA approved the pomegranate fruit as a medicine, as a drug, do you realize that no grocery store could sell it? You would have to have a prescription to buy pomegranates. Because drugs can only be prescribed by doctors and sold through pharmacies. See? That's how crazy the system is. So, of course, you can bypass all of that and simply treat yourself with pomegranates. Grow them or buy them organically or however you get them and enjoy them. It's God's medicine. It's a gift to you. And let it be a reminder of the importance of our obedience to God's laws. And if we do that, we're going to be in a very good place. Eat more pomegranates. You'll be healthier, far healthier as a result. And thank you for listening today. This is Mike Adams. There are many more sermons yet to come about foods and superfoods from the Bible and also various verses, various books, and important words of scripture that are relevant to our time today, our modern day era, that can help you navigate the craziness that is accelerating all around us. So take that to heart. Thank you for listening. Wherever you found this sermon, you can go there and hear the other sermons as well. A lot more to come. God bless you all. Take care.